What we need to know is that there is effective mentoring and there is just mentoring. And it is the effective mentoring that we want to accomplish.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. A good mentoring program is something that every insurance agency and really every organization needs. Mary Husk knows a lot about mentoring. As a vice president of the National Alliance for Insurance Education and Research, managing global programs including Certified Risk Managers International, she oversees and directs the development of new instructors and national faculty, and recently wrote an article for Resources Magazine on the topic of effective mentoring. So Mary, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in insurance.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I started my insurance career about 30 years ago. I started off as a large accounts underwriter for a large Texas insurer. After spending several years as an underwriter, I then became an insurance producer and joined an agency where I eventually became a principal owner and worked in that arena for 20 years. Approximately 11 years ago, I joined the National Alliance as an academic director. Over the last 11 years, I've gotten new responsibilities in the international programs for the National Alliance. I manage the CRM program in Latin America, and I also am responsible for our 500 National Alliance faculty members.
So you wrote an article for the summer issue of Resources Magazine on the need for effective mentorship. What inspired you to write this article?
I work with the selection, the recruiting, training, and developing of our faculty members. And I have always felt that one of the most important aspects of faculty development is the mentoring process. In this process, we match individuals who are starting off as faculty members with seasoned speakers. And the relationship has been very rewarding for those who serve as mentors. And I see that mentorship is an activity that is done by everyone, whether they realize it or not, formally or informally. How many times have you been asked to train a new employee or to show them the ropes? That in itself is a mentoring activity. It's something that brings value not only to the mentee, who is anxious to absorb new information and learn all aspects of their position, but it's also rewarding to those who serve as mentors. It's a give and take relationship. You may wonder why mentors are willing to do mentoring with individuals, and that is many times because they are paying it forward and they're also giving back to their industry for the way that they came along. So I feel that it's an activity that is very, very important and relevant to the insurance industry, the risk management industry, and business in general.
Definitely. You describe mentorship as an undeniable need. Do you feel that there's a lack of mentorship in the insurance industry today? Is it something that a lot of agencies need to focus more on?
Well, it's important to recognize that there are mentors and there are effective mentors. For example, those who are continually successful in achieving desired results as intended are effective mentors. Effective mentors are very seriously committed to their mentoring role with purpose and resolve. They demonstrate strong leadership skills. They further their careers and the careers of others. Impromptu or within that established formal structure, the role of the mentor carries so much responsibility.
So when you got into the insurance industry, was there somebody who mentored you? And if so, can you tell us about them?
Yes. I am so excited to have this opportunity because I think of my mentors often. When I first started in the industry, particularly as an underwriter, I knew nothing about insurance. And I remember a team of senior managers who took me under their wings and taught me some very critical concepts, and they trusted in me. And the fact that they were taking their time and putting tremendous effort into bringing me along got me started in this long career that I find very rewarding. If it hadn't been for those individuals who taught me so much at a very early stage in my career, I would never have gotten to experience all the different aspects of the insurance career that I have had. It's been something that I want to share with others. And as I mentioned earlier, paying it back and paying it forward is one of the most important things that we can do, particularly today when we have a large number of baby boomers who will be exiting the industry in a few years. There is a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge that needs to be shared with those younger people, millennials, who are entering the industry today.
So who would you say that you are currently a mentor to, whether professionally or personally? And how did this mentor-mentee relationship come about?
Mentoring can be done in many different venues. For example, here at the National Alliance, we have a Toastmasters Club. And frequently, we are bringing new members into the club. It is an opportunity to help those new members gain those leadership skills and communication skills that are going to be important to their professional development. In any business, communication is one of those very important skills that are the foundation of growth in a career path. In working with mentors, it is important to follow a plan where the mentor is training and teaching, also being a role model, encouraging the setting of goals, but most importantly, being available and accessible. Part of being a mentor is not always giving advice or giving criticism, but also being a good listener. And being a good listener definitely is an art. The mentor needs to be respectful, listening to the mentee's questions, insight, and observations, encouraging the mentee to speak and share those ideas while the mentor listens intently is hugely valuable. Giving relevant, honest, and constructive criticism is part of Toastmasters, as it is in any mentoring process. It is necessary to provide both positive and negative feedback. It's never a good thing to give a false sense of success, but being honest in the feedback and the suggestions and discussions about how things can be done a little bit better is an important element of that mentoring process.
So are there any specific things that a mentor perhaps should stay away from, or perhaps common mistakes that an inexperienced mentor might make?
I would say that one thing would be to be too quick to judge. A mentor needs to take the time to evaluate, to consider what the most important feedback and criticism can be. It's always constructive. It's always in a safe environment. Patience is one of the most important traits that a mentor can have.
So looking back at the mentors in your life, what do you say is it that really separates the average mentors from the exceptional ones?
The mentor that makes the trainee feel safe and comfortable, that it's never an aggressive environment, that it is one where there is mutual exchange of ideas, and where the mentor provides or encourages the mentee to feel safe in asking questions and being able to communicate the challenges without worry.
Do you think it's important as a mentor to let someone make mistakes in order so that they can learn from them?
Yes, it is important to allow the trainee, the mentee, to make those mistakes. They're all opportunities for improvement and betterment. And it's also easy to go back and remember those times when the mentor started with an endeavor, with a new challenge, starting a new career, starting a new position. That's one of the things that the mentor brings to the table, is those experiences that they've learned from. Everyone learns from mistakes. There's never a bad experience where there isn't some positive value.
So then, how do you kind of, as a mentor, draw the line between actually doing something for someone and showing them how to do it on their own? How do you keep yourself from kind of overstepping your boundaries as a mentor?
The mentor will know in advance where those major challenges may be in the training process and the learning process. Therefore, when those mountains or hills need to be climbed, the mentee will be asked to meet those challenges, but there's also always a safety net. There's always going to be the place where the mentor will be able to say, you did it on your own, and you met that challenge. And that is what is one of the most critical aspects of a mentoring program, is to have the trainee do things on their own, learn from them, and improve for the next time.
And finally, we talked a lot about mentors and their relationship with the mentee. But what have you actually learned about yourself by being a mentor?
By mentoring others, I've learned that there is tremendous value in my personal growth and my professional growth. Because each time that I work with someone, I am learning, I am gaining confidence, I am feeling rewarded that I have made a difference in someone else's lives and someone else's professional life and their growth and their professional development. Therefore, every time I have this opportunity, whether it be to work with a new employee, to work with a new faculty member, to work with a new Toastmasters member, I am feeling very good that I have been able to help someone.
Well, Mary, is there anything else you'd like to talk about or any final words in closing?
We have to remember that mentoring is no longer the sole responsibility of a manager or a supervisor. That mentoring can be done by coworkers, team members, peers. Anyone can be a mentor. But it's knowing that that is a responsibility, that that is an important aspect of working within a business environment, within the insurance community, within the risk management arena. While the formal mentoring program is invaluable, there is a lot of mentoring that can be performed among anyone in a business environment. What we need to know is that there is effective mentoring and there is just mentoring. And it is the effective mentoring that we want to accomplish.
All right. Thank you, Mary. For more resources, including educational programs and professional development opportunities, visit thenationalalliance.com. You can also find the National Alliance on LinkedIn to comment on this podcast or suggest topics for future podcasts. This is Speaking Insurance.